Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Israel Talk Radio. This your boy, Black Israel, coming at you live out of the most corrupted city in the world, Washington, D.C. I want to thank everybody for listening on Facebook, on Black Israel Talk Radio group. I want to thank my class, my online class, for listening in. Of course, you know, last week we had an issue with the sound, okay? But we want to thank all praises to the Most High God, because he blessed us that the sound is now working clearly. You know what I'm saying? But that's what happens when you try to bring the truth out. The powers, the so-called powers to be, do not want this truth to come out. You know what I'm saying? So I want to say shalom worldwide to my Israelite brothers worldwide, to the ones who don't realize who they are. I want to say shalom. Again, I'm your host, Black Israel, from the tribe of Judah, coming at you out of Washington, D.C. I want to welcome my Chicago listeners, Connecticut, North Carolina, Virgin Islands, you know what I'm saying? Vegas, everybody statewide. Okay, so today's show we're going to talk about through the Most High according to the King James 1611 Bible. This is the lesson we were going to do last week, but again, they tried to cut my sound off. Again, you cannot keep a good Hebrew down. You know what I'm saying? We all in this to the end. You know what I'm saying? And this truth going to come out. Now, if you want to reach me, because if you want to reach me, you can reach me on Facebook. Join me at Facebook. Of course, you can join me at Facebook. Or you can call and listen to the show at 646-787-8052 to listen in live. Or you can listen on Facebook or join me on Black Talk Radio, Black Israel 96, and follow me on Facebook as well as Black Talk Radio. Okay, now, we're going to get the scripture. We're going to get this thing going. It's a good show. We got a good show today. We're going to get it going. The first scripture we're going to go to is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. Okay, we're going to start at verse 10. Okay, class, make sure, my online class, make sure you write the scriptures down. I appreciate y'all listening in and supporting the brother. You know what I'm saying? So this truth can come up going out worldwide. I teach one, teach another one. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's what we do. I learn, teach another brother, teach another brother. You know, one teach one, learn one. That's how we do. So, okay, here we go. Verse 10. Who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him? Okay? So now, we're looking at this scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 10. Okay? So this is talking about, this again, it's talking about the breakdown on encouragement, you know, others' encouragement through the Most High. It said, verse 10, who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him? Who died for us? And the Christ died for us. You know what I'm saying? So whether we dead, now, it's talking about, when it say dead, it's talking about dead. It's talking about who died for us, whether we wake or whether we sleep. Sleep talking about sleeping in spirit. You know what I'm saying? You slept. You sleep in spirit, meaning that you don't understand. you sleep. You know what I'm saying? You dead in the truth. But this particular passage talking about sleep. All of you awake. All of you spiritually understand the truth. You know, you are spiritually awoken. You know what I'm saying? You have that spiritually understanding. You're awoken to the truth. But you also got brothers and sisters who sleep to the truth, who don't understand, who's not having woken up yet. So this is spiritually. Understand, we talk most spiritually. When we're talking about, not talking about you actually going to sleep. Not talking about that. It's talking about you sleeping in the spirit, meaning you don't have the understanding yet. You're asleep. So our job is to wake you up out of that sleep so you can get the understanding of the spiritual understanding of the Most High God through Christ, okay? Now we go to verse 11. Comfort yourself together, okay, and edify one another even as also ye do, okay? Edify means teach, okay? It's very important that we teach one another, okay? We comfort one another. How we comfort yourself? How you comfort yourself and comfort others? By comforting within the truth, you know what I'm saying? Okay? And we come together and teach each other and edify each other with this teaching, you know what I'm saying, and learn this truth. Very important that we come together in the truth, because a lot of these churches is not going to tell you the truth. They're not going to break this truth tape to you. Okay, this will, don't get caught up in religion. Your pork chop eating, crab leg eating pastor, whether it's male or female, is not going to give you the truth. They're going to learn it from the so-called white man out of the theology college. So you're not going to learn this truth like this. Why do you think they're trying to stop us from the Israelite trying to stop? Why do you think they're trying to stop the true Israelite for bringing this truth out, for opening, getting y'all out of the sleep? Because they don't want y'all to know the truth. They want it, long as y'all blind to the truth and to this world, you'll always be a slave. Long as you sleep in the spirit, you always be the slave to this country, worldwide, to all other nations. You always will be a slave because you don't know who you are. Okay? Now, we're going to go to the next script. We're going to go to Ephesians, okay, chapter 4, verse 29, okay? We're going to go to Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 29, okay? Let's get it. Again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C. Okay, we backing up on air, you know what I'm saying? We hitting these scriptures, you know what I'm saying, trying to open the eyes of our people worldwide. The 12 tribes of Israel. Okay, here's the go. Let no corruption communication possess out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearing. Okay, now, this is very important because this is what a lot of your pastors do all the time. They talk corruption. What is corruption? Telling you all that you can eat crabs, you can eat shrimp when it's against the dietary law. Okay? That's why the scripture said, let no corruption communication possess out of your mouth. Because that's what a lot of pastors do. You know what I'm saying? So we want to let the people know, do not eat crabs, do not eat shrimp. Don't break the dietary law. Do not sleep with your brother wife. Don't sleep with your sister husband. You know what I'm saying? Don't rob your brother. Don't rob your sister. Respect your mother. Respect your father. These are things that the Most High wanted to process out of our mouth and teach. All that stuff your pastor telling you, you can break anything, you can break the law, you can eat anything as long as you pray over, you can just, no. You can have all types of sexual content in your church. You know what I'm saying? God still accepting them, whether or not they with a woman with woman, man with man, God doesn't accept that. That's an abomination to the Most High God. He put a law down, that law hasn't changed. It's still the same. Okay? It's still the same. Okay? We'll read the rest. But that which is good to the use of edifying, which is good to teach, okay, that it may minister grace unto the hearing. Okay, to the people who hear the truth, you want to come out with the truth. You know what I'm saying? You want to come out with the truth. You want to come out with non-corruption things out of your mouth when you're teaching the truth. Don't misteach nobody. That's why I say I don't get caught up in no groups or nothing like that, because when you get caught up in a group, sometimes you got a man trying to be bigger than what he is. Okay? You got brothers that's trying to be bigger than what they are. They're not powerful than Christ. But you got women and men start looking up to the man. Steady looking up to Christ. They start looking up to the pastor, like the pastor God. Or start looking at to the certain brothers in the camps like they God. We don't want to do that. That's corruption. That's misleading. You know what I'm saying? You bow down to the most, to the high power, which is the Most High, which is Christ. So it's very important that when we go to church or get taught, that we get taught from a brother that's processing positive, non-corruption teaching, not misleading you. You know what I'm saying? Not telling you, hey, you can do all types of throw this woman away, get another woman, throw her away, get another woman. No, you can't do that. That's breaking the law. Okay? All right, we're going to the next script. Go to Hebrews. Come on. Get it, class. Once you get it, write it down. I tell you this every week, class. Write it down. Anybody got any questions online? Okay, we're going to keep it moving. That's what I like to hear. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. We're going to go Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. Let's go that. Get that. I know a lot of y'all need some time to breath them Bibles. Our Bible's probably sitting on the shelf for 20 years. That's a shame. 20 years. And a lot of y'all went to church all your life and think y'all understand the Bible. The Bible skipping hop, cross, the drinking orange juice and having a pork chop sandwich down the basement. And when you come home, we say, well, what was church about? We talk about church. Y'all don't even know what to say. Oh, the pastor teaches a good service. But you don't even understand what the pastor talking about. Okay, we had Hebrews 10, verse 24. Here we go. And let us consider one another to provoke who love and to good works. Let me read it again, because a lot of y'all are saying, what the hell? Again, Hebrews 10, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. Okay, you got to think spiritually on this, brothers and sisters. I'm going to break it down, though. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. What do you mean? Most people, when they look at the word provoke, they look at it as a negative word. Oh, man, he provoked me, man, to put my foot up his butt. Oh, man, he provoked me, man, to kick him. She provoked me to do this, to do that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he pushed me and provoked me to steal that. See, everybody look at provoke in a negative way, but in this case, provoking a person in love. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you do something wrong, my job is to provoke you to do the right thing. You get it? Spiritually provoke you to do the right thing. Man, don't steal that money off that person dresser. Man, don't break in that house, brother. That's breaking the law, brother. Don't do that. Do the right thing, brother. That's the Most High. He will give it to you. Don't try to take it. I'm provoking that brother to do the right thing. Not provoking a brother to do corruption, okay? So understand when you look at scripts like this, you got to understand what it means. Because a lot of times you see key words in there, provoke. People think it's looking at the negative, but it's saying provoke unto love or provoke to do good work. So I'm provoking that brother. Get out here, man, and let's teach these other sisters and brothers out here who need the truth. Oh, nah, man, I need to do it. Come on, brother, just do it. Come on, brother, go ahead and help these souls out here. You know what I'm saying? The Most High will love us for that, man. The Messiah will love us for that. Go out here and just help these souls out here, brother. Get off your butt. Let's go out here on the side, man, and help these brothers out here or help this old lady cross the street with her groceries. That's provoking to do good works, okay? Provoking to do the good works, all right? Now we're going to go to verse 25. We'll stand in Hebrews, the 10th chapter. We're going to verse 25, okay? Not forsake, okay? Not forsake assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but to exhorting, okay, mean hoarding, mean encourage one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching, okay? Now, let's look at this again. It says, not forsake, mean not leave, okay? Not leave or assembly ourselves together, you know what I'm saying? So don't leave. We want to stay together on this truth, okay? Let's not separate or allow anything to separate us from this truth. Let's assemble ourselves together for one thing. It's to obey the law of commandment and to help another brother, okay? Let's assemble ourselves together, you know what I'm saying? So we can come together, not leave what we believe in when it comes to the Most High Christ and the law, but let's come together. Let's not get caught up in all these different religions. Let's come up with one mind, one set. Okay, let's come together in the same manner, okay? So it's saying, in hoarding means encourage, one another so much the more as ye see the day approaching. So every day we want to come together as a nation. And I'm talking about the 12 tribes of Israel, okay? We need to come together as a nation, come together as a people, man, who've been oppressed in this country and outside this country, our ancestors for years. And we still are being oppressed. So we need to come together as a people and give our life to the Most High through Christ. You know what I'm saying? So we can come together and get these laws and commandments in our minds and in our soul, okay? We need to come together on that, okay? Any questions? Again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C. I want to say shalom to my brother Brown out of Southeast Washington. Dedicated, listen. You know what I'm saying? Good brother, okay? Now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Okay? Come on. Come on, Brown. Let's get it. I know you're sitting there. I know you're sitting there linging on the side. Come on. Let's get it, Brown. Open your book up. That's my man. Okay, here we go. Heaviness in the heart. Okay? Heaviness of a heart, man make it stoop. But in good words, make it glad. I'm going to read it again for some of y'all who didn't catch it, okay? Some of y'all didn't catch it. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Heaviness in the heart, a man makes it stoop. Stoop means make it downward, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to explain that in a minute. But in good words, make it glad. Okay, a heaviness. Okay, when you have a heaviness in your heart, no matter what going through life, a heaviness can really take a toll on your spirit and on your soul, okay? So it's always good to try to stay positive within the spirit around good people, okay, or good brothers who teach the truth. Because a lot of times we take a lot of heaviness in our heart as individuals. We need to get that to the Most High. Give it to Christ. That's what Christ takes our birth. What we need to do is follow the laws and commandments as the best way we can. And the next part said, but in good words, make a heart, make it glad. So in good words, so I say, brother, we, according to the scriptures, we are God's chosen people. That's good for the heart. You know what I'm saying? To know that you out of all these nations on the earth, God chose you. You know what I'm saying? Chose you as his chosen. Okay? So that's good for the heart. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, when you're feeling stoop or downwards, or heaviness on your heart, whatever problems you're going at, people, give it to Christ. Give it to, pray to the Most High, to the East. Get with a good brother, man. So a good brother, you can have classes with a good brother. When you feel down, you're able to call that brother. And sisters, if you feel down, you're able to call that brother or call that other sister to encourage you. Because this is what this thing about. It's about encouraging each other through the Most High God. This was this whole class about tonight. They didn't want it to come out that last week, but we're bringing it out now. Okay? Any questions? Okay, now we're going to Philippians. We're going to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Okay, let's get it. Okay, then y'all trying to get it. Let's get it. Here we go. Finally, brothers, whosoever things are true, whosoever things are honest, whosoever things are just, whosoever things are pure, and whosoever lovely, whosoever things are of good report of them, be any virtue, and if there be any praise, thanks on these things. Okay? So again, Philip, we're going to Philippians 4:8. Again, this is the final. It said, this is the final, brother. Whosoever in the truth, whosoever in the honest, and this is very important, that's why I'm reading it off again. Whosoever things are just, whosoever things are pure, whosoever things are lovely, things of good report, there be any virtue mean high more, like a virtual woman, okay? Well, high more had a lot of respect for herself and through the Most High. And if there be any praise, thanks on these things. So these are things, these are one of the spiritual things you want to put in your mind, to be honest, you know what I'm saying? To be pure in heart, to be lovely. You know, these are things we need to practice on, to endure. You know what I'm saying? To encourage others through the Most High, according to the King James 16:11. Again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio, coming at you live every Friday from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. You always can on this show on Facebook at Israel Black 37. So you can go on Facebook and you can catch this show tomorrow, after tomorrow, next week, whatever. Look on Facebook, you can catch the show. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Black Israel and see all my old archive shows or shows that I had done, okay? Now, let's go to where we going at. Where we going at, class? Where we at? Where we at, class? Okay, now, we're going to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. Let's get it. Get y'all time. Let's get it. Again, that's why it's very important, people. When you get studied, make sure you get taught by the right brothers, okay? Because a lot of corruption going out in the world. It's a spiritual warfare going on for your soul. It's very important that you get taught correctly, straight out the scriptures from your brother. And I hate to say it, I know I hurt a lot of y'all heart. A lot of your churches is not teaching you the truth. I'm going to tell you right now. Because half of y'all to go to church don't even know your nationality. Y'all don't even understand the mind to sad, but y'all going to church on a Sunday. That's a whole nother case. Okay, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Why did it say two are better than one? You know what I'm saying? When you got two brothers coming together, man, on this truth, that's powerful. Okay, that's powerful when you got two brothers coming with that truth, okay? And on top of that, when one brother falls, you got your other brother to pick you up. What's the next verse going to back me up what I just said? Okay? Let's go to verse, stay in the same Ecclesiastes, chapter 4. We're going to verse 10 now. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falls, for he has not another to help him up. Okay? So, again, look at it spiritually, people. Everything is spiritually when it comes to this Bible. Some things you can go understand straight up, but son, a lot of things is spiritually. Okay? Now let's break this down, verse 10. For if they fall, the one will lift his fellow up. Okay? Will lift him up. Lift him up spiritually. When a brother feels like he want to backslide, want to go and eat crabs, want to go ahead and kill somebody still, you there to tell that brother, look, bro, you know that's against the book, bro. You know that's against the law. Most I ain't going to put up with that. Come on, bro. Don't slide, bro. Don't get depressed. Come on, bro. You can make it. You can do it. Encourage the brother. But it said, but woe to him that is alone when he falls, he has not another to help him. So when he falls, spiritually, there's no way to help that brother up. That's why a lot of brothers committed suicide. That's why a lot of brothers get themselves caught up, get killed out here. That's why a lot of brothers get themselves caught up in a drug gang, get just shot by the police, because there's not a brother there to let them know, look, bro, don't go that route. Come on, brother. You're in the truth, brother. Don't go that route. You know what I'm saying? This is what you are. You got chosen people. Okay? So now, we're going to drop down. Let's go to verse 12. Drop down to verse 12. And we're in the same book. Drop down to verse 12. And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a third fall, cord is not quickly broken. Now, you understand that when you all come together as one, when a brother falls and y'all come together like a cord, the Most High used this particular verse as a cord. Anybody who knows the cord is a wide cord and three wide turn. It make it strong. You know, like a three cord twine together. You know, make it strong. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody prevail against them, but if three of y'all come together in this truth, ain't nothing can break that. Okay? If we all the one accord, if nobody outside this king, there's no outside Esau kingdom can break us, we come together, all of us come together as brothers. We come together in this truth on one understanding, one mind, one soul, you know what I'm saying? One savior, which is Yahweh Shah, which is Christ, you know what I'm saying? One God, which is the Most High God, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Nobody can break that, and we'll come out this captivity. We have to come together as a twine, as a cord. and be strong in this truth. Come on, people. The church is not going to give you this information. Okay? Long as you stay blind, they got you. You're still going to be mentally, you're still going to be a slave. So it's very important that we encourage each other and come together as brothers and sisters. Very important that we come together in this truth. Okay? Listen to me, brothers and sisters. I don't waste my time. I could be doing other things. But the Most High command me to teach this truth on Friday. Okay? So I'm not doing this just to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not getting paid for this. I'm doing it. This is free information I'm getting to you. You know what I'm saying? You go to church, they want you to put $1,000 in the offer. They pass the tray around 50,000 times in the church. You know what I'm saying? 50 every week they pass around. And they ain't got the building fund ready yet. Come on, man. All they doing is pimping the people. All right, now we going to let's go to Romans chapter 15, verse 13. We moving. We moving. Almost done. Get it. Let's get it. Here we go. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Not the, there's no such thing as the Holy Ghost, churchgoers. It's the Holy Spirit, okay? Now let's break this down. Now the God of hope. Who's the God of hope? The Most High. Okay, the Heavenly Father is the God of hope. We hope that we make it to the kingdom. We hope that we can do the right thing in these laws and commandments. We hope that the Most High bless us so we can get understandings and clean our minds and our souls and do the right thing. Okay? So now that's hope to fill you with all joy and peace. You get joy and peace by following the laws and commandments of the Most High God and leave the damn religion alone. Rent out, get out them churches, because them churches is killing y'all. I'm telling y'all right now. There's a church on every block in the ghetto. There's a liquor store on every block on the ghetto. But having a church on the block, what is it doing? They still killing and shooting and killing. I'm telling you, it's a conspiracy to continue on crushing us as a nation so we won't wake up. Okay? And I'm going to finish it up. And believing ye may abound in hope, like I said, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, the Holy Spirit is a spiritual thing. It's not carnal. Carnal means earthly. Your mind has to change, man. You got to reprogram your mind through the most, go through Christ to get to the Most High God. You got to program your spirit within you, your soul. Okay? That's the Holy Spirit. That's your soul. That deep soul with something tainting your soul. Man, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? That's your spirit within you. That's the spirit that God gave you to do the right thing. But it's also wicked spirits as well. So you got to have the Holy Spirit within yourself to fight off the power to be the wicked spirits. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a spirit. That's why people say it's a spiritual war. It's a spiritual war for your mind and your soul, man. Okay? Again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C. The most corrupted city of the world, okay? It's corrupted, very politically corrupted. Now, let's go to Mark. Mark 11, chapter 11, verse 24. Come on, let's get it. Let's get it, class. Everything, okay, everything good. Okay. If you understand that, class, let a brother know. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, now, we have Romans, what? No, we have Mark. It's like that. We have Mark, chapter 11, verse 24. Here we go. Therefore, I say unto you, ever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Okay, so now it goes back to what I was saying earlier in the scripture about taking a lot of things within your soul, a lot of heavy things on your soul and your mind. Give it to the Most. Pray to the Most High God. Pray to Christ and give it to Christ. You know, Christ will take that burden. He died on that tree, on that cross, that tree, you know what I'm saying, to give us some type of relief and so we can be able to save our soul. Because if it wasn't for Christ, we'll be destroyed as a nation. We wouldn't be on this, we wouldn't be having this class right now. Right? Because we would have been destroyed. So that's why I was saying we earlier in the class when we were talking about in Proverbs, the 12th chapter, 25, when we talking about the heaviness. We talk about the heaviness of the heart. You get it to Christ. You know, you pray. You pray through Christ. And so whatever you ask, whereas you want God to bless you to be a better man, a better father, a better brother, you ask for it, and if you believe that, and all that go with faith. If you believe that, the Most High Christ will come through for you. But you got to believe it. It can't be on your own understanding. You got to believe it. Whatever you're going through with your kids, whatever you're going through with your parents, whatever you're going through with your husband, your wife, anything, the job, give it. Pray to the Most High Christ. Pray through the Christ, through the Most High. And I guarantee your problems will be fixed. But you got the key word. I'm going to tell you the key word with all this. You got to have faith. I know things look bad. For some of you all Hebrew Israelites or your brothers and sisters out here, sometimes things look real bad, but it's a bright light at the end of the tunnel if you put your faith through our Messiah Christ. Through our Messiah Christ. Do not put your faith in the pastor. Do not put your faith in religion. Religion cannot help you. Christ not coming back for religion. Okay? He's coming back for war. He's not coming back for you so-called religion people because he never taught religion. Let me find in the Bible that Christ taught religion. He never taught religion. He taught about the laws and the commandments and the judgments of the Most High. Okay? If you go out here being doing something you got to be doing, stealing and killing and being gay, when Christ come back, the judgment is death. But you got a chance to change your life. You got a chance to do the right thing. Again, nobody on this planet Earth is perfect. So it's not an easy walk. Once you get in this truth, it's not an easy walk. I tell everybody this. You're going to be attacked on all four corners, man, when you become this truth. Because Satan and the powers of be do not want you to wake up to this truth. So you're going to get attacked all types of corners. You might be with your husband. All of a sudden, something come between y'all. And it's all that it blows up, all unnecessary. You might do something with your wife, all blow up in the situation. That's how Satan works. Look at the brother Job, how he lost everything. Faith is everything. You got to curse each other. It's very important that we curse each other through the Most High, that we keep our faith and keep our song and stay in this truth. Okay? Again, this Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C. Okay, I'm about to end the show. You already know what I'm about to do. I'm about to drop the microphone. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio. You take care, and I'll see you next week. You already know what I'm about to do. I'm about to drop the microphone. I'm out of here.
Oh, no, no. Load of cocky, man. We load of cocky, man.